action.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
How do I turn the dial on the show I'm on? I feel like I got nowhere to go.
Truth be told, a majority of the American people would ultimately empathize with our situation.
Jeff Lutz.
The reason there's weaklings is because there's no stronglings.
Nature versus nurture. Nature always wins.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Everything you need to make it happen.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome. It is a Thursday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. Your co-host, Max Spire, is our producer and engineer. 869-1240 is the phone number and the IHOP hotline. We've got a packed show today. We've got maybe the best lineup we've ever had.
Let's hear it.
Well, you tell me. At 2 o'clock, me.
Well, it's not a great start.
At 2:25, C.J. Moore from The Athletic. We'll talk college basketball. At 2:45, picks, although Duda can't participate.
2:45?
Yeah, we got to move him up. So, but he can't participate today.
Well, then that's not a very good lineup, is it?
What's so important that Jason Duda has going on?
He's part of the show. He's part of the picks. Tell me why we got to move picks.
At 3 o'clock, Jive Talk, and at 3:25, acclaimed author John Feinstein, who has a new book out about Ivy League football. And we were afforded the opportunity to talk to this man, and I have great, great, great respect for him. I view him as a contemporary.
What books have you written? Because he's written about 100.
He's written about, but he was a sports writer.
I understand that.
And he's got a knack for writing books, and some of the most iconic sports books that have ever been written have come from the brain and the hands of John Feinstein.
I used to read his books all the time back in like high school.
I don't know when the last one he's written before this was.
Well, he writes some nonfiction stuff, or some fiction stuff too, I believe. So there might be something in there. He turns out books pretty regularly. And like I said, I used to read them all the time.
It's been a little while.
My favorite book of his is A March.
Verity came out in 20
Madness.
2020 what?
You talk about me interrupting you.
Yeah, but you when you're saying interesting things, I don't.
I'm talking about the guy's books.
Well, keep talking.
I just told you my favorite one is A March to Madness, which came out a long time ago, back in the 90s.
Like, The Last Dance was pretty good. His A Good Walk Spoiled was incredible. And he's got several others. I'd have to go back and look at all.
Yeah, he put out a fiction book back in 2022. He's got a ton of fiction books. And then he's got his sports writing books. And I don't know how many he has, but he's got a bunch.
Well, anyway, we got him at 3:25, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. And then to wrap up the show, we have Gunther from World Wrestling Entertainment.
Gunther, the world heavyweight champion of the world.
We interviewed him a little earlier at his request. What'd you think of Gunther?
I wonder where he was, because
might have been in Austria.
He's not in Austria. He might
be.
Well,
when I asked him a question about Austria and learning, I don't want to give it away, but he said he mentioned here in reference to
Austria. Yeah, because they did tape Raw for next week this past Monday to give the people, the talent, some time at home for the holidays.
Well, his home's Austria.
Yeah, he might be.
No, it is.
It's where he grew up. He might live in Florida now for all I know.
Well, the way he made it, now I picked up on this, you didn't. The way he made it sound is he's in Austria.
Then he might be in Austria. All I know is his phone connection wasn't great. But we get past that.
Well, we made it work.
The last guy we interviewed, Dominic Mysterio, not a great phone connection. What's going on with these WWE folks?
They do the best they can.
I hope this doesn't get back to him. I'd like to interview more of those people.
Who would you love to have on? If you could pick one.
One wrestler?
Yeah.
Duh.
Who? I don't know. Roman Reigns?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would he be interesting?
Oh, he'd be the most interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know if he would or not. Do you think he's too polished and too corporate now?
I don't know if he would or not.
Well, that's who I want to talk to, my tribal chief.
I'd like to talk to Sami Zayn.
That'd be a good one. I'd enjoy that. Jey Uso. There's a lot of interesting...
Nah, Sami'd be the one. He is so good.
Haven't we interviewed him before?
No, we haven't. Hmm. I've interviewed Randy Orton. You cowered away.
That was 40 years ago.
Not long. You were 20, 19, 18, 20? What were you?
More than 20 years ago. It's crazy that he's been around that long.
Walked into our studio.
He sure did. I went and
had
got
an entourage. Not really, just another guy with him.
No, I went and got him from outside. We had a great talk before. So
no, you didn't.
I didn't feel like I needed.
You didn't have a good talk.
We had a wonderful talk.
You walked down the hall where he had just done an interview on one of the other stations.
Oh, I remember getting him from outside.
No, you didn't get him from outside.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive. He'd just done an interview with whatever.
I thought I brought him in to do all the interviews with the other.
You didn't. He had.
I was his handler for the day.
He had a person with him, and you sat over there in the next room, just as scared as you could
be.
I
wasn't scared. It's just not my interview. I didn't need to.
Shaking like a leaf.
He didn't need to deal with me. I didn't need to deal with him.
Anyway, that's the show for today. Wichita State, Northern Iowa. What time does that tip off?
6:30.
You going to that one?
No.
I'm a little surprised.
Well, I didn't get offered tickets to this one.
Who offered you tickets last time?
Tony Dusing, our esteemed leader.
Well, he didn't offer me tickets?
I don't know.
Did you ever ask for a media pass?
Uh-uh.
This is the year number 4 that I haven't had a media pass. Thoughts?
Really?
Yeah.
You had one at least 2 years ago.
No, this is year number 4. You may have had one. I didn't. And I had one for probably the previous...
I don't believe that.
27 years ago,
we weren't going to games together?
I wasn't.
I don't know.
No, I absolutely wasn't.
I remember picking up passes for you.
No.
Yeah, it happened. No, this isn't year 4 without a pass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe year 2. But I'm
No, it's my 4th year without a pass.
I think that's true.
I didn't get passes. You may have gotten one.
I don't know what I picked up then for you.
Not for me. You didn't pick up anything for
100%,
me.
100%. I remember it specifically.
I can't say this for certain. And there's a little sadness to it. But I can't imagine ever watching a game live at Coke Arena again.
You've watched your final
Wichita
State game. It's crazy. I guess a lot of other people are feeling the same way.
No, I'm not saying that because I don't think the team's worthy.
No, I know.
I'm saying it because I've just kind of aged out of it.
Trust me, nobody's aged out of Wichita State basketball.
I kind of have.
Well, you didn't.
And here's my problem. And this will sound terrible, and I don't mean it to, and I apologize. I would only sit on press row. How'd that sound to you?
Well, we sat in the stands.
How'd that sound to the people?
I don't know.
Because I worry about
it. I'm not concerned about it.
That sounds elitist, doesn't it?
I don't know. Haven't thought about it. Probably won't.
Well, think about it.
We sat in the stands. I stood.
Who's we?
I stood for defense. I went with my friend Randy and his... 11-year-old son, Jordan.
Well, good for you guys.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it again if Tony offers me tickets. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Why do you get all the perks?
Why do the guys in the morning get the perks?
You get the perks. I'm sitting here in my 57th year on this radio station, and I can't get what am I trying to say?
I don't know. Perk,
I'm getting
worked up. Well, relax.
I can't get a piece of bubble gum. What do you think that's all about?
Well, I think a sales representative hosts the morning show and plays favorites to himself, and that's how it
goes. We don't believe that. Don't do that.
What do you mean?
You feel like because I have some clout in the community that you can follow along.
Tommy, I don't care what people think. I'm not following anybody.
You're following me.
I'm not following anybody.
You're trying to get on those coattails.
I've never...
Oh, my dad can be irreverent. I'm going to...
Please.
I'm going to go for it.
I've never followed anybody in my life, and I'm not starting today.
It's so obvious.
Tommy Caster is a good friend, but we'd like to give away some.
Well, I think he'd be happy to have us give away some tickets.
We'd like to give away Cody Jinks tickets if we could, or get people on the text chain or whatever they're doing over
there. Well, we can do whatever we want. You know what? We'll build up the greatest listenership in the history of radio. And well, we won't. Well, nobody will even hear us say the word Cody Jinks.
Is that true?
Sure.
He's one of those Texas country guys. He's one of those well-respected.
Here's what I appreciate from what we get to do here. We get to spout off. We get to say things. We get to do what. What are they going to do? Here's the thing.
Isn't that great? We get to spout off.
No, you can't.
All I ever do is spout off. Why would you say that? You can say anything. You think you can, like.
You got to have this job.
Oh, please.
You do.
I'll drop some bombs right now. You wouldn't.
You would be completely out of it if you lost this job.
I don't think so.
The money you're making, you got to have this job.
Yeah, I'm making a lot of money here. More than you, so it's nice.
Me, on the other hand, I do this basically so you can have the job.
Then don't. I'm no charity case, my friend. If you want to walk away, I welcome it.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Go home?
And that'd be it.
I'd figure something else out, or else
would
I wouldn't.
Would Jeff and somebody else show?
We might do it on Tuesdays and Fridays or something. I don't see a need for a full-time, five-day-a-week.
Well, why do you see the need now?
Yeah, because it's easy.
Yeah, because the old man gets the ball.
It's easy when I do it with Duda.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
You guys would never have this kind of show booked.
I'm the one who got Gunta.
Well, and please, my friends out there in the listening audience, don't take this the wrong way. Here's what your show with Duda would be. 225, we had David Michael Hahn.
Ooh, that'd be, what a guess.
245, we got Anthony Capra. And, I mean, that's not working at the show.
Do you think David Michael Hahn should be a more regular guest or character on the show?
And with all due respect,
could we give him
I'll probably see David Michael Hahn in a little more than a month at your birthday dinner.
Yeah, that's right.
And by the way, that dinner, nobody can talk to anybody.
That's not the point. We're there to eat rice and.
Isn't there something to be said for a little camaraderie?
Where do you want to go? Like, where would you take
Why can't I talk to anybody? I'd look into changing it up.
That's never going to happen.
Maybe the four of us.
Did you stop and think that maybe no one wanted to talk to you?
People love talking to me.
But did you stop and think about maybe that's the
if
tide
you,
has changed
if you
on
called
that.
Your friend Randy Griffiths and you asked him, "Hey, Randy, have you been my good friend forever? Who do you like talking to more, me or my dad?"
Oh, my God.
You would not believe the answer. You would be floored.
I'll ask him right now.
You would be floored by the answer.
I'll text him right now.
And you know why? Because I can talk to him about his stuff. I go right to his wheelhouse.
Yeah, but not people don't always like talking about work, you know?
That's not
all you do is talk about him coaching
baseball.
I tap into his personality and
sure.
the things he wants to talk about. It's
if
not,
he had one, I'd tap in.
Yeah, but he sure likes you, though.
That's straight Rickles.
Straight Rickles gets a laugh from the audience.
Well, I can't hear the audience.
Exactly, and it's me.
Do you think Randy would chuckle at that, what I just said? Now, Brian, his father's listening.
He
text
is.
Me, Brian, if you found that funny.
He didn't.
And don't text me if you didn't. That way it's clear.
How do
cut.
We know he's listening?
He always listens. He always listens. Loyal.
A lot of people listen a lot, but not everyone always listens.
I'll get a text from Brian anytime.
Okay, good luck.
Surprised it hasn't happened already.
He's probably listening on a little bit of a delay.
You know, I like to give people credit when credit's due, and I just want to mention, so people, when people do things, they don't do it because they want to be acknowledged. They don't do it because they want me to get on radio and talk about it. They do it out of the goodness of their heart. And the Newman baseball program, their coach is Drew Moss. He has purchased some baseball gear, glove, batting gloves, some other stuff, a bat bag for three of our players for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And it's kind of a deal they do over at Newman with the baseball program. And I wanted to mention it.
It's quite a deal.
I appreciate that. And those three players will learn about this at some point, and we're happy about that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's really cool. So there you go. There's who I am. I can go from being all over Randy Griffiths to making the audience
Mr. Touchy-feely. Yeah, it's disgusting.
That was disgusting?
A little bit.
Talking about Newman?
No, not that, but just the touchy-feely aspect. We don't need that on this show.
Well, I do it a lot.
We go after each other, and let's go.
Well, I don't mind going after you. I don't want to go after anyone else necessarily, except, boy, Brian's not texting me. I wonder if I hurt his feelings.
You must have, calling his son.
I don't like that.
His oldest son, Mr. No Personality.
No, I said, well, you said you try to delve into his personality.
And he said, well, if he had one, I'd do that. Same diff.
Now, that was funny. Not funny when you said it, but funny when I said it.
Okay. I believe you.
Shockers tonight. Do they win?
Yeah.
Do they win? What's the line on that game?
I don't know. Probably around what it was for Montana State. Close to double digits. Maybe even creeping into double digits a little bit.
I wouldn't think so.
Northern Iowa lost by 20 at home to UC Irvine.
Yeah. It's 7.5, which is about what I would put it at.
And I would take the Shockers all day.
Okay. But that's what I had in mind. I thought 8, but 7.5 is close. Yeah, I think the Shockers will probably cover that, although Northern Iowa's always decent.
Florida, they've fallen off a little bit in more recent years.
Yeah, to some degree. They did beat Doug Gottlieb's club.
Well, that's good. They did a public service by doing that.
Is he at Milwaukee or is he at Green Bay?
Green Bay.
Yeah, they didn't beat his club. They beat Milwaukee.
Well, then maybe he did beat. I don't know where he is.
Northern Iowa was held to 22 points in the second half of their most recent loss, 80-60 to UC Irvine. I don't know if you want to be losing by 20 to UC Irvine. Although UC Irvine is off to a 3-0 start with wins over Chapman, Loyola Marymount, and Northern Iowa.
Last 4 years, they're 63-59, Northern Iowa.
Yeah, I'm not putting them on a pedestal. But it's going to be cool to have an old Valley foe in. Much as last night, Missouri State was in to play the Shocker women, and Missouri State came out with a win.
I don't like to hear that.
Well, whether you like to hear it or not is irrelevant.
Our friend Terry Nooner deserves better than us getting on the air and you know, giving it to Missouri State.
By the way, tomorrow, Celise Blow from Shocker Women's Basketball will be on the show at 3:25. We're going to have to move Joanna up. Hopefully she'll be able to do that. Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine. As we talk about the night's high school games, of which there are many, many, many good ones. Tomorrow's the real deal.
Yeah, it's we'll know the
no better game in the world.
Finalists.
No better game in the world tomorrow than Aquinas, Mill Valley, and 5A in the eastern part of the state. Just an unbelievable.
Who would you take in that one?
I don't even know. You talk about two of the maybe the two best programs in the state of Kansas. Now, Derby's going to have something to say about that. But Joel Appleby at Mill Valley, unbelievable coach. Randy Dreiling at Aquinas, maybe the best top 10 high school coach of all time in the state of Kansas.
Probably better
maybe
than
top
that.
Top five.
What, he's got 7 or 8 championships?
Maybe top three.
Yeah, maybe top one.
Well, he might be. You wouldn't get much of an argument.
You got the Bardas. Who else?
Eddie Creewell.
Yeah, he's up there. Randy Dreiling, of course.
You got a few of them.
Who is the Smith Center coach for? That was Barta.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his son Brooks did a lot of good things.
Played. He was a good player. Still a good coach at somewhere in Topeka. I don't know.
Who's?
I don't know why you do that to me.
I didn't do anything.
You trigger my brain.
I thought
he
was at Silver Lake.
No.
Who was at Silver Lake?
C.J. Hamilton for years and years. And he'd be in the discussion.
He's in there.
All right, time for a break. We got a busy one. C.J. Moore from The Athletic will join us. He was at the Champions Classic in Atlanta on Tuesday night. We'll talk to him about KU and all of college hoops next.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
C.J. Moore, longtime journalist, currently with The Athletic, where he covers college basketball. You were in Atlanta the other night for the Champions Classic. C.J., welcome.
Man, long time makes me feel like I must be getting old.
Well, I'm not must be getting old anymore, so those days are behind me. Be happy for them while you have them, okay?
Yeah, how's it going?
Going good. So you were, as we said, you were in Atlanta. Great nightcap between Kentucky and Duke. I could watch that every night. Not so much in the opening game. Neither team really played very well. And I think the growing sentiment was, while we know KU's really good, we don't know that about Michigan State anymore. What's it take to get this field changed up, maybe?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be anytime soon because I think they just re-signed through 28, I believe. And, you know, I think the whole thing was Michigan State's idea to begin with. So I would assume you'd have to get the other three teams on board to boot them out, or maybe it's just an ESPN decision. But I don't see it happening, but I'm with you that, you know, Michigan State, about 4 years ago, was still pretty good. The last few years have been okay, but it would be more fun if we could get like a Connecticut or, you know, a team that's done really well the past few years in there. Just because Michigan State, that game has always been like the first one each week or each season now. Like whoever's playing Michigan State plays in the first one, and then you get the game everybody wants to see in the second one.
I don't want this to be a leading question because you might have, you know, 30 examples, but I'm just curious, in today's college sports and college basketball environment, what does the average fan, do you think, get into? They never really know where anybody's playing. The biggest stars are usually freshmen that come and go after a year. There are teams that have been pretty consistent at the top, but what do you think is the draw for that average college basketball fan these days?
Well, it's probably still the big brands and the coaches that they know. You know, the coaches are the stars in college basketball, even though the players are starting to get paid significantly. And you know, some of them are, you know, you'll have a few guys that come through and are recognizable, and people want to see, like, a Cooper Flagg. I think people were very curious to see what he was because he's been so hyped. But I think the coaches are the stars, and the name brands are still something people will tune in and watch. But the constant move of players has definitely probably hurt in terms of the average fan wanting to, you know, oh, I know that guy. He's been at that school forever. You don't see a ton of that anymore.
C.J. Moore, our guest, we're talking, got a lot to catch up on. It's been a little bit since we talked to C.J., but college basketball is back, and hopefully we'll have him on periodically throughout the season. So you speak of that, and you talk about the coaches, and certainly Tony Bennett was a brand at Virginia. He decided very shortly before the season started that he was going to step aside. By all accounts, he had grown weary of the current state of college basketball as it pertains to transfer portal and NIL and all those changes. How many coaches currently in the game would pat him on the shoulder and say, "Man, I get it"?
Quite a few. I mean, I've talked to several since that. We'll ask, was that it? Was it the NIL? Was it all that? And you say, yeah, it probably was. And, they say they get it. But I think a lot of them still love the job. Still, it's still a really, really – coaching college basketball is still a pretty good way to make a living. But I do think there are frustrations across the sport from coaches, not in that guys are getting paid, but just really the player movement has created a lot of headaches. And I think that the NCAA would be well served in maybe getting a few more coaches in the door when they have meetings, when they make decisions on things, and letting them have a little bit more say, because a lot of them, even the guys that are Hall of Famers, will tell you they don't feel like they have as much pull as they'd like.
Wanted to ask you about Wichita State, and they've beaten two teams that get to NCAA tournaments fairly regularly in Western Kentucky and Montana State. Not sure how impactful those wins will be later on in the season, but to you, over the first two games, has Wichita State begun to prove what they can be this year?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I haven't had a chance to watch them yet. I'm planning to go to the game in Kansas City against St. Louis here in a couple of weeks. But I haven't got eyes on them yet. But, I know Western Kentucky has been a pretty good team for, is usually relevant. And they've got a first-year coach. And, their second game, they lost a close one to Grand Canyon, who I think Grand Canyon is one of the best mid-major teams this year. They're still without Ty and Grant Foster, who, people around Kansas know because he played at KU for a year, but they're still without him, so he's their star. And but they're still a pretty good team. I know they played Baylor pretty close in the secret scrimmage. So I think the fact that to be able to go on the road and win at Western Kentucky was a statement, but it's still really, really early. I don't want to go too far after two games.
Fair enough.
CJ Moore with us from The Athletic. So let's talk about the Big 12 and KU and K-State, but first a general question about the Big 12. Is it going to be as knockdown, drag-out as it looks like it's going to be? Currently, the 16 teams in the Big 12 have played 42 games. They've won 39 of them, and a couple of those losses were high-profile losses. Baylor lost to Gonzaga. Houston lost to Auburn.
Arizona State.
I'm really looking forward to seeing how this shakes out.
Yeah. So you got two of the three losses are to Gonzaga and the other one to Auburn, who, I have those two as top five teams in my rankings. So I think the league's going to be really, really good. It's deep. The middle is pretty strong again. I thought last year that the top wasn't actually I thought Houston was good and like a national title contender when healthy, but usually you have two or three teams in the Big 12 that you think have a chance to make a Final Four. I didn't think the top was as strong last year in the league. I thought it was actually kind of a little bit down. The depth was still good, but I thought it was a little down at the top. I think this year that's different. Houston looks awesome. Arizona looks really good. Hadn't played anybody yet, but plays Wisconsin tomorrow, so we'll get to see. KU's off to a pretty good start. Iowa State hadn't played anybody, but they got most of their leading scorers back. Texas Tech is looking like one of the best offenses in the country. Again, hasn't played anybody, but Cincinnati, those two teams I think could be really good. Baylor's good, and then BYU has maybe the best freshman in the country. And I say that while having watched Cooper Flagg as well. I think this kid, Igor Dimon, is right there with him. He's a Russian kid that they got, 6'9" point guard who is just awesome. I encourage people to watch him play. He's really, really fun to watch. So I do think the league is better than last year. And it, all those teams I named, I would expect to make the NCAA tournament and be pretty tough to win at their place.
CJ Moore with us. Let's get to KU here and then maybe K-State. KU has already got wins over North Carolina, Michigan State. They have Duke coming up on the 26th of this month. They play Creighton. They play North Carolina State. Why did he load up? Now, he's played a good schedule in the past, but why do you think Bill Self loaded up this year?
I think it's just kind of they had to return one to Creighton, so it ended up being this year. The Duke game, I think anytime he can play a brand like that, he will. So I don't know that it was intentional and like really, really loading it up in this particular season. But, I don't think Bill's ever scared to play a good schedule. You know, he knows his team's going to be an NCAA tournament team. It's a lot of times those schools that are kind of feel like they're on the bubble even going into the year that want to, beef up their win-loss record before they get to conference. So he's never afraid to play anybody, and I think some of it is just circumstantial. And like NC State, while they're coming off a Final Four, like that's not a very good team.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about Bill Self and, never really has a ton of depth or never really maybe even wants to. Pretty comfortable playing six or seven guys. Do you think eight is the number this year? That's kind of been what he's been going to early on. Do you think that gets trimmed or do you think maybe even some other players begin to work their way into that mix?
I think Shaquille Moore, the transfer from Mississippi State, who's been hurt, he will be in the rotation. I'm pretty confident. Bill says he's his best defender. He likes him a lot. I think he'll be part of the rotation once he gets back. Now, does that cut into Diggy Coit's minutes? Probably. Does he get pushed out of the rotation? I don't know. Maybe. But once Moore gets back, I think that'll push it to nine, at least for the time being. Like, Shaquille Moore is going to play in big games.
CJ, we always appreciate your time talking college hoops. We'll get back with you in a couple weeks and then get some updates, okay?
I hope I'll have watched soccer by then. Appreciate you guys.
No worries.
We put you on the spot. That we're known to do that.
Right.
That's the way it goes. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
CJ Moore from The Athletic. I knew when you went down that path.
I tried to be a little general, but I guess I didn't pull it off. What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, you're going to do what you do. And whether I like it or not.
Well, we knew we were going to throw a WSU question in there somewhere.
Well, yeah, we need to. But the problem is they haven't played a game yet where CJ would watch it.
No, not really. But that was kind of my point. These kind of name programs they have on their schedule, how many of them are even good this year? It kind of remains to be seen. We know K-State is, but is Minnesota?
We think K-State is.
Is Minnesota? Is St. Louis?
Well, Minnesota's not good at all, and St. Louis
lost all their best players.
Injured. Avila.
No, yeah, he is at St. Louis. Dang. I was thinking
I heard you talking about St. Louis the other day with Duda, and this is where the show...
What did I say?
This is where the show falters.
What did I say?
I'm aware that he'd been hurt, and that's okay.
He wasn't hurt. He'd been playing.
No, he twisted his ankle.
Well, then he twisted his ankle.
And he's been out, and those are things that,
Man, I can't just follow everything, okay? I don't know who you think I am.
Why do I know it?
Well, I don't know. You have Twitter. That helps.
Well, I mean, I pay attention.
I'm happy for you. Next time Ravi Avila has a health update, I'll be right on top.
All right, let's get to picks, as we do every week. Normally we have Jason Dude in, but he has something going on, mysterious, who knows. We'll get him going. Jason Duda has taken a commanding lead.
He has?
Over you.
What happened?
It's really become a two-person race. The rest of us will try.
Well, how many more points does he have?
He's got about 20 more points than you do.
Nah, that can't be right.
Let's start. Where do we start, Jeff? I sent these out
Tennessee,
to you earlier.
Georgia.
I don't know why in the world you can't help a guy out. Right, Anthony? How are you?
I literally just told you.
I'm here. I'm doing all right.
All right, let's go to Tennessee, Georgia. By the way, Anthony, you won the week last week. Congratulations. Georgia giving 10.5 points at home to Tennessee. I'll start this one. I'm not very impressed with the Georgia Bulldogs at the moment. I like Tennessee here for 4. Jeff.
Yeah, this line scares me, but it seems like any sane person would look at what Georgia has been doing lately and run from a potential double-digit victory over Tennessee. I've got the Vols for 6.
Jason Duda picks Tennessee for 3. Max?
Uh-huh. Jeff, you trailed Duda by 16, by the way.
Oh, that's
Max, I keep the official book. Thank you.
What's Max is better at it.
Doesn't have a clue. Okay. Who wins every week in our game?
Max did.
He won last time.
Yeah, crushed.
He's now 1-70. Go, Max. Who do you have?
Yeah, I don't trust Georgia lately either. In 10.5, I'll take Tennessee for 2.
And big fella Anthony, who do you like in this one?
I'll take Tennessee for 5.
Everybody going on the Volunteers. Jeff with the most confidence. Next up is Colorado at home against Utah. I just picked this game because it's Colorado, and they're an 11.5-point home favorite against a Utah team that put up a good fight against BYU. Jeff.
These picks are presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Utah's athletic director making a fool of himself lately, talking about how he doesn't even really want to be in the Big 12, basically. So here's a game that isn't really a Big 12 game. It's an old Pac-10 game.
It's a Big 12 game.
These teams have been all in every conference. So with some familiarity, I think Utah hangs in, and I've got them for 3.
Utah for 3. Jason Duda picks Colorado for 4. Thanks, Phil. Win by a couple touchdowns.
Sure,
Max?
Could.
Yeah, Colorado's good at home, and I like them for 8. That's my 8 ball this week.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Well, that makes me think. Anthony.
Yep, Colorado's at home. Utah is sucking on sour grapes, blaming the officiating. So, yeah.
God, he's good.
I'm taking Colorado for 8 as well.
Wow. You know, we've been doing these picks a long time. The vocabulary and the words you come up with, it's a breath of fresh air after the guys I've been picking with for a lot of years. Right, Jeff?
Yeah. What'd you say?
Utah. Colorado for 6.
I'm on an island.
Yeah, you are. I don't know why you picked that.
Who knows?
Missouri at South Carolina. Both of these teams still ranked. Missouri has only lost 2, same as South Carolina. The SEC is a wild scramble. South Carolina at home giving 12.5. Duda picks South Carolina for 1. Max.
Yeah, Mizzou's been up and down. So I'm going with the Gamecocks for 4.
Duda picked the bonus game. He picked the wrong bonus game. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with Duda? I mean, the guy's got to have a little bit of intelligence.
You think so?
I was pretty clear, wasn't I, in what the bonus game was?
Yeah, looks like it.
Well, he's got the bonus game being K-State. So I'm going to just switch the two entities. And get Anthony, what do you have on this game, Mizzou and South Carolina?
Like you say, Missouri's been up and down. They're playing on the road, 12.5. That sounds like a large spread. So my confidence is I'm going 3 on the Gamecocks.
Wow. Yeah, Missouri living on the edge without their quarterback. That's a lot of points, but I'm going to pick South Carolina for 1. Jeff?
Frankly, this is not a game we should have picked. I don't think.
They're both ranked teams.
I don't think anyone on this panel cares.
Both ranked teams.
Who cares? It's South Carolina,
both still
Missouri.
Both alive for the college football playoff.
Be serious.
Both still in the hunt.
If either of these teams makes the college football playoff, sardines. And you have, and that's a guarantee.
All right, write that down, Max.
I will eat 7 sardines.
Thank you, Max.
If either South Carolina.
Well, just make the pick.
I'm right
next. South Carolina for 1.
Next, Kansas visiting BYU. BYU, strangely, this line is odd to me. Only 3.5 points. We start with Max.
I like BYU at home. Thin atmosphere. I'll take BYU for 3. KU's been 2 up and down.
They haven't been very down lately. Anthony.
Yeah, KU is very intriguing. They played well against K-State. Couldn't quite get over the hump. Then last week, they put it all together. And KU has nothing to lose and more credibility to gain in this. So I'm taking KU and I'm laying 4 on them.
4 on Kansas. You know, I just have that feeling about this game that Kansas is going to rise up. BYU's not going undefeated in this thing, I don't think.
Or they will.
They still got Colorado to play, don't they?
No.
Who do they have left?
I don't know, but it's not Colorado.
Why don't you know?
Because I don't know.
And I'm not. That should be the name of this show.
If I knew,
Bob and I don't know show.
If I knew, no offense, I'm sure the listeners will be like, "Well, you host a sports show." If I knew who BYU played
That's
next
nice.
Week, I'd re-examine
I
my life.
Anthony,
know.
Who do they play?
That's nice.
Who does BYU play next after KU? I don't know.
Yeah,
even a new show.
Well, the welcome to the I don't know club. You're all fired.
Good.
I got KU for 6, or I'm sorry, I got KU for 7. That's how confident Ooh. I am, Jeff.
That's pretty crazy. BYU's at home. Need I say more? BYU for 5.
And Duda has KU for 8.
Oh, my God.
What's he done, a complete
Next
flip?
I don't know what he's doing. Next, we have K-State at home against Arizona State. Arizona State getting 9.5 in Manhattan. We start here with Anthony.
I'll go 6 on Kansas State.
All right. 6 on K-State. I like K-State, too, here. I know Arizona State's pretty dangerous, and I'm not really sold on K-State, but I like them for 3. Jeff.
Following a bye week at home, they'll put something together. K-State for 7.
7. Well, you're struggling right now.
I might be.
Duda has K-State for 10, but in his bonus game, he has a 5-pointer, so we're going to put K-State for 5. Max?
9.5's a lot, so I'm going to use my 1 on Arizona State, just so.
Okay, there you go.
Don't lose.
Being a little
much.
Different. Now to the NFL, Washington on the road at Philadelphia. Great game in the NFC East. Philadelphia, 3.5-point favorite. I'll start this one. Philadelphia's playing really well. I like them. I like them quite a bit. I like them for 8. Jeff.
They're playing okay, but they haven't beaten anybody. That's the problem. And I still don't know. I like Washington here for 2.
You're falling apart, my friend. Jason Duda likes Philadelphia for 7. Max?
Yeah, I'm with Duda. Philly's playing good. They got a good offense. And Washington has to be down after that little lob that beat them last week. So I'm going Philly for 7, especially since they're in Philly.
Why has the team got to be down? These are professional, grown adult
Just
athletes.
Just make your pick and feel good
Nobody's
about
down.
It. Feel good about your pick. Don't lash out.
I'm lashing out.
Anthony?
I like it.
Very Thanks. Intriguing game. You got Jaden Daniels unfazed by the moment going up against Philly, but they got Saquon Barkley. So, home game, I'm taking Philly and let me see what I have there. 2.
2. 2 on the Eagles. Now our bonus game, Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Tough one. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. 2.5 points the Steelers are getting at home. Jeff.
Lamar Jackson struggles against the Steelers. I'll just ride with that. and go with Pittsburgh for four.
I got out of order there, but that's okay. Pittsburgh for four. Duda picks Pittsburgh for five, but because he got the bonus game mixed up, he's got 10 on Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Max.
Why not just five?
Because he got mixed up on the bonus game.
So you just switched him?
Yep.
Oh, Max? He's not going to like that.
Bob's the president, and he can do that.
I guess so.
I don't know. I don't know who the Steelers really, outside of last week's game. Although, hey, Bob, do you ever think that Russell Wilson and Justin Fields would be on the same team? Since Justin Fields was Russell Wilson coming down the pike? Think about
Just make your pick, Max, and leave the sarcasm to someone.
Baltimore,
I don't think he was being sarcastic.
Baltimore for four.
Baltimore for four. Interesting. Anthony.
Okay, so I need clarification. Is this the bonus game that we're picking right here?
This is the bonus game. Jeff picked it for four, Duda for 10, Max for four. How many points are you going to put on it? 1 to 10. And of course, in the bonus game, if you get it, you get those points. But if you miss it, you lose those points.
Baltimore-Pittsburgh. See, I heard someone say Lamar Jackson struggles against Pittsburgh, but this time Lamar Jackson got some help. His name is Derrick Henry. I'm going to go 10 on Baltimore.
Wow. 10.
Somebody's 10. Losing 10
on Baltimore.
That's a lot for a division game.
He won the week. He's feeling up.
I just don't feel 10. Anthony's got ground to make up. So do I. I'm picking the Steelers. I'm picking the Steelers for six. Next, Cincinnati on the road to face the Chargers in L.A. That's a 1.5-point game. Chargers favored. Jeff, I'm sorry. Jeff, whose turn is it?
I don't know. I picked first last time.
Duda picks the Chargers for two. What about you, Max?
Since he's been decent on the road, they need this game, so I'm going Cincy for five.
Cincinnati for five, Anthony?
I'm going to go Cincinnati one.
Yeah, it's a little hard to conjure up a ton of confidence here. I like the Chargers for two. Jeff?
I've got the Chargers for eight.
What?
Yeah, just think
that's just crazy.
Think they're better than Cincinnati, and they're at home, so let's go.
Wow.
Yeah, got to use your eight on something.
SoFi's not really a home field for them.
It isn't, but they are there.
Yeah.
Huh. Whatever that means. Kansas City. Yeah, I got you. Kansas City and Buffalo. In Buffalo, the Bills are a 2.5-point favorite. We start with Max on this one.
The Bills will be playing against the refs, and the quarterback on the other team will be faking like he's hurt and then running around.
Say it, Max. Josh Allen's the man.
Josh Allen is the man. The Bills for six. Easy.
Anthony.
I got seven left, and I don't know who to lay it on, because if there's a game that Kansas City would finally lose, it seemed like this would be it, and Buffalo just seemed like the team that they could probably pin the first loss on them because of the fact that Josh Allen does not have all of his weapons that he used to have, but he's making the best of it and making stars out of them. So I'll say the star shines bright on Buffalo, and I'm going to give them my seventh spot.
Poetic. You would think Buffalo, but there's something about these Chiefs. I like Kansas City, and I like them for five. What about you, Jeff?
Well, if they're an underdog, they haven't lost, so I'm just going to roll with them until they prove that they even can lose. So I'll take the Chiefs, and I have my four.
And Duda picks the Chiefs as well for six. Interesting.
There you have it.
Interesting. Some interesting picks this week as we reach the halfway point in our picks. Thanks, Anthony. We'll see you here tomorrow for the three-man booth.
All right.
All right. Look forward to it.
Later.
Max, thank you. Let's get a break in. We'll come back with hour number two. Author John Feinstein will join us at 3:25 today to talk about his latest book on Ivy League football. Back in a minute.